Chapter 1, Day 1. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Let's analyze the first day of creation in detail. It begins with, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." This was the first miracle of Jesus recorded in the Bible. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, we are told that Jesus, who is God, created all things. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. The first miracle of Jesus was creation. In the beginning, God created. What an exciting statement! If this first verse in God's Word isn't true, then none of the rest of the Bible is true. This is one of the most important sentences in the Bible. If we believe this verse in the Bible, we won't have much trouble believing all the other verses from Genesis, the first book, to Revelation, the last book. Three truths from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Let me show why this is so by teaching three very important things we can understand from this verse of Scripture. Number 1. Foundations are important. This word foundation essentially means a base. For instance, consider building a house. Builders construct the foundation, then the floor, and then the walls and roof. But without the foundation, the house would collapse. Or consider four building blocks. If we place one building block on the floor, then this block becomes the foundation, or base, for all the blocks that will be placed on top. If you put a second building block on the first one, then the first block is foundational to the second block, and the second block will be foundational to all blocks placed on it. Now, if you take a third block and place this on the second block, then the first block is foundational to the second and third blocks, and the second block is foundational to the third block. Let's take a fourth block. Once you place the fourth block on top of the third block, you can say that the first block is foundational to the second block, and the second block is foundational to the third block, and the third block is foundational to the fourth block. Okay. Now, using this block example, let's consider Genesis chapters 1 through 11 in regard to the topic of foundations. As we study through the first 11 chapters of Genesis, we learn that the first verse in Genesis is foundational to the first chapter, and the first chapter is foundational to the first 11 chapters, and the first 11 chapters are foundational to the rest of Genesis, and Genesis is foundational to the rest of the Bible. Indeed, Genesis 1 through 11 is foundational to all Christian doctrine and to the Christian worldview. Imagine suddenly pulling the bottom block out from under the other three. The whole structure would collapse. In a similar sort of way, if the foundational verse of the Bible is not true, the rest of the Bible would not be true either. Psalm 11 verse 3 states, "If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?" For instance, if God is not the foundation of everything, if there is no God, then trust in Jesus and the Bible would be meaningless. That is why the first verse tells us there is a God, but not just any God, the one true God. Number 2. The universe had a beginning. This first verse tells us that the universe was brought into existence. It was created by God. This means that before the universe was made, there was no universe, no earth, no time, and in fact, not even any space. I can't even imagine there being no space. How would we try to describe this? We might say that there was nothing. However, I think most people would still think that nothing would mean an empty, black place. But the universe was not even a place before creation. It wasn't black, because it just wasn't. The only way I have ever been able to describe this, to even try to understand it, is to say that there was not even nothing, but there was God. And we will learn about this in point number 3.